You are listening to Activate Evolution, a gateway to infinite possibilities with Jules Arness. Is your soul craving and longing to remember your path and your mission? Are you ready to activate your evolution? Connect to your heart, take a deep breath, and start your journey to infinite possibilities.
Blessings, soul family. This is Jules, and this is the Activate Evolution podcast. And I have my master teacher, Kathy, with me today. Welcome, Kathy.
Welcome. Thank you.
So we are going to speak on Ohm codes today. So Ohm codes is a process that comes after you learn the DQ technology. And so I'll just, you know, recap just really quickly what DQ is. So DQ is DNA expression cellular upgrade. It is the ability to shift the cell in identity. So it's looking at the programming a cell may hold and then shifting it into holding a high frequency or an ascended I am. And so it's teaching the body on a cellular level that it has the ability to shift identity. Well, the next step is moving into Ohm codes, and that's when we move into the DNA and we actually turn on divinity codes into holding an expression so that the body begins to identify in frequency. So we're going to talk a little bit about what Ohm codes is, how it benefits, what to expect. And, you know, honestly, Ohm codes is, it is my favorite. It is so powerful in so many ways, and it's so pure. I think that's what I love about it, is it's so simple and it's so pure, and the consciousness behind it is so high and meets that purity that it creates magic. It really, really does. So with that, Kathy, would you like to just kind of introduce yourself and maybe just give us a little tidbit on your take on Ohm codes?
I'm Kathy Reed. I've been on the platform for 2 years, and from the beginning, numbers, any kind of numbers that we have on our platform has lit me up. I just have a really wonderful understanding of them. And when I'm doing the Ohm codes, when I'm bringing in the pulling out the negative code and bringing in the positive, they just appear in my head and I open my mouth and there they are. And it is always the perfect code because you can't do this wrong. And so what I love about this is that we're moving out of the patterning of our mind, and we're moving that up into frequency. And that high spin state of the frequency is just a beautiful place to stay. And what I'm doing right now is I'm being able to stay in that high spin state, and I am absolutely loving it. I have no chemicals, any of the chemicals in my body running right now, and they're just, it's just an even keel. And it has been phenomenal because I have been able to make choices based on not having those chemicals run. It's like, okay, I'm listening. My body's able to do this. Okay, I got it. And there's no friction or no static. It just, my body intelligence just said, tells me what to do. And I say, all right. And so I'm being led by this wonderful intelligence of my body.
So that's a perfect way of saying it. So when we move into Ohm codes, we start to identify the parts of our DNA, the codes that are holding information that they brought in through observation or reflection of its environment. So that includes our thoughts, it includes what we put into our body, it includes our atmosphere where we're living, our jobs, you know, even collective consciousness, because the way that our bodies are holding reality right now, or holding form, you could even say, is by holding reflection and bringing information into the DNA and telling it what it should and shouldn't turn on. And so for some of us, we would call those epigenetic codes. And so the longer that our DNA is held in an environment of observation, the more of these epigenetic codes begin to turn on. Well, now they're showing aging is actually an epigenetic code, and probably not one code, it's multiple codes. But once those codes start to turn on, then the cells start to mutate and we have the symptoms of aging. Well, what we're doing with OHM codes is we are finding the codes that have been turned on through observation or reflection, pulling information in from its environment. We're bringing them into random form, pulling them into source intelligence, and then we're allowing source intelligence to turn on what I call divinity codes, or codes that are holding specific patterns that are also holding intelligence of source and of source frequency. So then our cells are holding this expression of an intelligence. Our body is attuning to that vibration, and then our consciousness will meet it. A lot of times you guys will hear me say that the body will lead as we continue to ascend, and the mind will follow, or consciousness will follow, because consciousness begins to follow the intelligence of that source frequency. And we do that by being in the very environment of our body, because our body is the part that's actually ascending. And then it's bringing our consciousness up. Just, you can see it as like your consciousness is in the environment of your body. Well, before, our mind was turning on codes, or the environment of thought, programmed reality was telling those epigenetic codes to turn on. Well, now we're literally turning that inside out. We're allowing source intelligence to move into the body and its attuning consciousness to meet it. It's such a powerful experience to start identifying in frequency over form. And the frequency is the frequency of source. So I'm going to give you an example of what that starts to look like. When we start to identify in frequency, we let go of attachment to the reality, or because we're not identifying in observation or reflection, we're identifying through the frequency that's holding source intelligence. It's an extremely powerful space to be. And I know, Kathy, you are just up-leveling everything in your life right now. And a big part of that is learning to listen to what that intelligence is saying. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
You know, I've been doing my spiritual discipline every day. And I know this is attributing to the fact that my body has turned on the new frequency codes to where I've changed my eating patterns 180 degrees. I had high blood sugar, and it has gone from the 295, 395 range down to the 90, 125 range. And it's staying there consistently. And that's because I am not, I've turned everything into frequency. I'm not looking at it. The only reason I track it is to see how it's so I know what works and what doesn't. And it's just, the divine is just leading me so beautiful with, okay, it's time to eat. I'll go in and fix me something to eat. It's time to take a pill or whatever. It's like I'm following it so closely that I don't even have to think about it. And there are no... It's like, it's just an even kill. It's like, okay, now I can listen, because before there was so much static that I feel that what I was in the other is just going from on a wave from chemical to the chemical to the chemical. And that's how I was reflecting in my world. And so now it's like, okay, I have worked with OHM codes enough to where I've turned off those codes, I brought in the divinity codes, and that's what's reflecting that higher frequency. And it's like so different than the way I lived even 3 months ago. And that's kind of where, that's the place that I'm in right now. And if I can do it, anybody can do it.
I love that whole story. And I do want to tap into one of the things that you said is the chemicals. For those of you that maybe don't know what she's talking about, that she's talking about the chemicals that are released when we're stressed, or, you know, their chemicals are connected to an emotion, connected to programming. And so we very often will experience a chemical response when we're identifying in our environment. Well, if we're identifying in our own programming, we're going to be triggered and those chemicals will release, and then our body is flooded with them, and then we have an emotional response to those. When we start to identify in frequency, we're identifying in something that's an expression. So our body isn't going to identify in programming. It's identifying in the frequency of the expression itself. And when that starts to happen, the chemicals kind of just start to fall away because we're not identifying in programming anymore. We're identifying in a frequency. Well, a frequency is a lot easier to stay in flow. It's a lot easier to not have attachment. It is kind of a weird experience to really start to identify in frequency, because everything kind of loses that emotional charge. And we're so programmed to think that emotion is what it is to be human. But really what emotion is a chemical response based on programming. And so, and another thing that we see is that, oh, well, we only can connect if we're on an emotional level. But what we're really doing is we're connecting in programming. We're connecting with one person's programming to a similar program. And then we think that we have a connection. True connection is the ability to hold that divine frequency and meet that frequency in another person, because then it's pure, it's outside of programming, and it doesn't fluctuate because of something that someone does and doesn't do. It's not conditioned, it's just pure frequency. And that's what we're moving into as the new human. And that is what Om Codes is doing on a very, very pure level. It's allowing the cells to turn on those divinity codes so that we can have the experience through divine intelligence. Is there any last minute things that you would like to add before we conclude?
Kind of what I'm seeing when you were talking, Jules, is the brain, the neurons in the brain. It feels like all of those are just shifting. It's just like we're building a new whole set of neural nets with doing this. It's not only going in and changing, but I feel those neural nets are changing too. And that's just what I saw. I could see it happening when you were talking about that. And the only other thing I wanted to say is that it's a really awesome ride. It feels like a rocket ship ride. And I invite everybody to follow this path because it is really awesome.
Thank you, Kathy. And thank you for just sharing your story and your wisdom. And I love that you saw those changing, because I feel not only is that changing, but the whole electric system of our body is changing. We're truly moving online, if that makes sense. Like we're literally moving into a system of an intelligence beyond programmed reality, beyond the programming of what it is to be human. And it's very exciting. And that's what we want to invite all of you into. If this lights you up in any way, definitely check us out at activateevolution.com. Thank you, Kathy, for joining us today. And until we meet again, we are sending you all lots of love and a great big hug. Now go and live to your highest potential.
Are you ready to take the next step into infinite possibilities? We invite you to discover more ways to play at activateevolution.com.